This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass, Professor Ben White. And this is Ben's from the Australian Centre for Health Law Research at Queensland University of Technology. And there's been some work done, end-of-life law and regulation. So it is around voluntary assisted dying. If this issue does cause you any concern, contact Switchboard or Lifeline. We're just going to go to a quick break, and then we'll get Ben White on the phone.
Sorry, Mac, I think we might have Ben on the phone. I didn't have a chance to say hello, Ben. Are you there? Are you joining us this morning here on Joy 94.9?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great. You're there, Ben.
Sorry, I couldn't pick up the phone Ben, but thank you for joining us.
Cool. So, Ben, voluntary assisted dying, a number of states now have this legislation. Tell us some of the challenges that people face. Now, it's a very it's a very difficult subject for a lot of people. But some of the challenges people that want to avail themselves of the what the legislation allows them to do, tell them some of the challenges they're facing.
And perhaps, if it's okay, tell us a little bit about how voluntary assisted dying is different from euthanasia.
Yes.
Sure. Now, look, that's a very good point. So voluntary assisted dying is now lawful in Victoria and has been for just over 2 years. And this week it also became lawful in Western Australia. It'll become lawful in a couple of years, about 18 months in Tasmania and South Australia, and Queensland is likely to follow. So this is a new law which is happening across Australia. In terms of the difference from euthanasia, there's basically two ways in which voluntary assisted dying can occur. One is where the doctor prescribes medication for a person to take themselves. Alternatively, in most systems, if that's not possible or not feasible, the doctor can actually administer that medication to the person. So this, in the past, I think, has been called euthanasia, but I think the terminology now used in Australia following this legislation is voluntary assisted dying, and it permits both the doctor to administer if the person can't take the medication themselves.
So it's the same thing then? There's no difference between voluntary assisted dying and euthanasia?
Look, that's correct. I think the euthanasia used to talk about when the doctor actually administered. So voluntary assisted dying is probably broader. It covers where the person is given medication they take themselves, but it also includes where the doctor might administer that medication to.
Hmm. Now, what sort of numbers are we speaking here of people, as you say, 2 years into the Victorian legislation? What sort of numbers are we talking about where people, have decided, to end their life at a time of their choosing?
The numbers in Victoria have been relatively small, 224, according to the last report, which covered about an 18-month period. So this is an option which is really only for a small cohort of people, and that's partly, I think, because the eligibility criteria is so strict. You have to be expected to die within 6 months or 12 months if you have a neurodegenerative condition, an adult who's competent. You've got to be range of residency requirements, including in Victoria. So it's narrow, strict criteria, and it's a relatively small cohort of people who have used it in that 18-month period that's publicly available.
So most people don't actually understand that, that the criteria is very, very narrow. So you can't just decide, Macca, you've had enough, you'll go to your doctor and ask for a prescription. You must actually be able to demonstrate
and
that you have
And you've got to apply.
And it has to be approved as well.
But, you know, there's a process. So is that unique in the world that you have to apply as opposed to a legislative framework so that the doctor, you know, is able to do it? But having to apply, is that unique to Victoria or does it happen elsewhere in the world?
Look, there's only one other place in the world, and it's Colombia in South America, where a permit before voluntary assisted dying is required. The international norm, the standard approach, is to have a process that requires two doctors who have to carefully assess the patient in terms of eligibility or criteria, and then they're able to provide voluntary assisted dying, and they report that to a review board after the event. And that's carefully scrutinised, and if there's any issues, those can be investigated. But Victoria is quite different in that it actually requires pre-approval, permission from the government before voluntary assisted dying can occur.
So what sort of time frame is there on this? I mean, you know, have people that have wanted to access this system and get permission, have they...
perhaps died.
Have they lived long enough to get permission? You know, it seems to me a very... I mean, I understand the safeguards, but it would seem to me, and I had to look at this during the week, the process is quite torturous. I can't imagine that everyone, you know, is going to be able, you know, to manage that. So has that been a bit of a problem, do you think?
Look, that has been a challenge. So we obviously want voluntary assisted dying to be safe, and that means that only people who are eligible have access. But at the same time, you want to make sure you have a system that isn't so so challenging to get through, that access is actually very challenging. With my colleague Wendy Wilmot, we did a study interviewing 32 doctors who had been involved in the first year of Victoria's voluntary assisted dying scheme. And one of the findings that came out of that was that it was actually very, very challenging and difficult to get through the process. You had to be very committed. There's a number of steps along the way. And indeed, there's a number of barriers which made voluntary assisted dying a very difficult thing to do. And some doctors that were interviewed spoke of patients dying through the process or being approved but dying before they could have access to the medication.
Ben, in the research that you're doing, obviously you're looking at what's happening across the nation. Is there consistency amongst the laws in the different states that already have voluntary assisted dying? And and if so, if I were unwell here in Victoria and was travelling to New South Wales, could I choose to have voluntary assisted dying in New South Wales as a Victorian resident?
So in terms of your first question, there is probably what you'd broadly call an Australian model of voluntary assisted dying. In the states that have now passed legislation, so I mentioned Victoria and Western Australia are now operative. Tasmania and South Australia have passed their laws but are going through an implementation period. And Queensland currently has a voluntary assisted dying bill before its parliament. So those five states, the law is broadly similar. Eligibility criteria very similar, process very similar. There are some variations in the different states, as you'd probably expect. For example, Western Australia is a very different country, a very different state geographically.
They think of themselves as a country sometimes.
So it's perhaps not surprising that there is some variation across the country, but there is a broad Australian model. The point you made about residency is a very important one, because one of the features that we see in the models that are passed or being considered is there is a requirement, various types of residency requirements, and they include being a resident of the state. The framing normally is that the person's ordinarily resident of Victoria, for example, 12 months prior to making a first request.
Uh-huh.
So this means that you couldn't travel. So New South Wales, I understand, is a private member's bill which will be released shortly for consideration. But if you are a resident in Victoria but wanted to travel, for example, to Western Australia, you couldn't have access under their scheme.
Ben, you just touched on my next question to you, which was going to be about New South Wales. What is going on in New South Wales? It's our largest state, and yes, it sounds like it's behind the behind the fence on this one. What's going on?
Look, New South Wales has been slow to consider voluntary assisted dying in recent years. It has had bills in the past which have been considered but not passed through the Parliament. But in terms of what we've seen across the country, so in terms of the states and territories that can legislate on voluntary assisted dying, the territories cannot. The Commonwealth Government took that power away from them in the mid-90s when it overturned the Northern Territory voluntary assisted dying. So at present, only the six states are capable of considering this. Four have passed legislation, with two of them now in force. Mm. Queensland, I think, is likely to pass its laws. It went through a very careful and detailed consultation process, and the bill that's before the Queensland Parliament, I think, is very measured and very sensible. So it is just New South Wales, but I would expect, given the experience that we have and the evidence we now have in places like Victoria, one of the concerns sometimes is...
There will be pressure on them to do something about this, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I think there's evidence that it can be done safely. We've seen that in Victoria. And so as a result, I think New South Wales parliamentarians would look at that and think, well, actually, no, we need to look at this bill carefully.
Ben, thank you very much for your time this morning. We are out of time, unfortunately. Great conversation. It'd be great to have you back in the studio at some point in the near future to talk a bit more about what's happening and how this is progressing. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.